How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned to the broadcast again. We're picking up our study here in Mark chapter 12, verse number 28. Mark 12, 28. The Lord Jesus, they've questioned him about authority, his authority in the previous chapter, in chapter 11. The Lord gives a parable about the husbandman, and then different ones take their shot at the Lord Jesus Christ. The Pharisees and the Herodians try to catch him in his words about tribute to Caesar. The Sadducees come and they give about the endless tale of the seven brothers that had one woman to wife. And the Lord sets the Sadducees straight about those things that they don't believe regarding the resurrection, angels, and a spiritual life and existence that the saints are found in now until the resurrection, when they're reunited with their bodies. And he tells them, he challenges them, you don't know the scriptures. And because you don't know the scriptures, you don't know the power of God. And not knowing the scriptures and not knowing the power of God, you are found in error. You do greatly err, he tells them. And then it comes here, a scribe. In verse number 28 of Mark chapter 12, and one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together. So this scribe has been standing there, sitting there. He's been listening. Understand, a scribe is a man that has spent a big chunk of his life writing over the scriptures, writing, making sure that that copy of the scriptures is in the words and the writing of those words, the punctuation, the content. It's an exact duplicate of that which he is copying from. He's a man that has written portions of scripture for many years, even decades possibly. And that's been his job, a scribe, writing the scriptures. And so he's listening on, and he came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceived that he had answered them well. Jesus, he knew that Jesus answered well from the scriptures, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? So the scribe knows that the answer the Lord Jesus has given to the Sadducees is a right and true answer. It's straight from the scriptures. He knows that that's correct. And so he comes to the Lord, and we don't know about the attitude of this scribe. I don't know if this is a man that's necessarily looking to trip up the Lord. This very well may be a man that has an honest question. An honest question. And one of the Pharisees came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? Which is the first? What commandment leads all others? What commandment is preeminent above all the commandments at hand? And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, hear what the Lord had sent all those prophets. Remember the parable that we looked at a couple of broadcasts ago? All those prophets that were sent, all those servants that were sent to the husbandman of the vineyard, they brought a message. They brought a message from God saying, hear, O Israel. And our Lord Jesus, he does the same. The first commandment, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. He's one. He's great. He does show himself to us in three persons. He is great. He's greater than than anything that we could really truly understand. We stretch to understand, but we compare the Lord to ourselves. If our hearts are right, our Lord is so far above us and so greater than we are. He has created us and He is above us in every way. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And so he answers the scribe and says, we're to love God with everything we've got. Heart, our desire, our soul, that's our very being and existence, our mind, what we have in the thinking, that crossing over of being a man or a woman, that of mankind that God has created, and that of our soul, and then it working with these bodies, our strength that is found physically in our bodies and our minds, and the ability to do and create and build, and that the Lord bestowing that glory upon us in that way that He has done. That's the first commandment. And you know what? It's telling, because that's the reason that mankind's been created. We've been created to honor and glorify God Almighty. That's what we've been created for, is to honor and glorify God Almighty. We're to love Him. We're to honor Him. We're to reverence Him. We're to look to Him. He is God, and beside Him is none other. And he answers the scribe, telling him that is the first commandment. Some would say, well, that's easy. Well, is it? Because see, doing this unto God, loving Him with everything that is about us, loving our Lord with everything that we have and everything that we are, loving Him will be, to do so, we must deny ourselves. We must deny what we want to do and what we think is right and what we want to pursue. Loving Him with everything will cause us to cleave and to hang on every word that has proceeded from His lips. Everything in the Scriptures, we would be hanging upon that and looking to that to obey Him, and to understand about Him more. To love Him with everything is not just a nonchalant thing, but the Lord becomes the center of an individual's life. And the first command of the Lord in what He has done, you know, what's it say? John 3:16, John 3:15, 16, 17, 18, full of so much, there's so much truth that is in those scriptures. In John 3:16, which you know, for God so loved the world. You know, He has loved His creation that He gave His only begotten Son. And the thing is if the Lord has expressed and shown His great love for His creation, His cosmos, that's what that word is. The Lord is not going to lose His creation. But He gave His Son so that His creation and sinners could be saved. And the Lord has saved and will save. Not all are saved. I wish that all were saved. But as it says in later verses, that there are those that just love their sin more than they love the word of the Lord, the truth of the Lord. And the Lord having done such a thing, who are we to reject it? Who are we to deny it? Who are we to stand against it? Yet man does. Yet man does stand against what the Lord has done. And if we truly love Him, we will hear Him in what He says. And the first thing He says to mankind is that you're a sinner and you need a Savior. You need my Savior, my dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So one that would think, well, it's just easy to love God. Well, see, loving God and honoring God and worshiping God is just not a lip service kind of thing. but it's a giving of everything, as our Lord says here, heart, soul, mind, strength. And then the Lord makes an adder. And it's interesting, the man didn't ask him, the scribe didn't ask him about the second commandment, but the Lord goes ahead and gives it to him. He gives it to him. He didn't ask for it. But the Lord says the second commandment is right up against the first. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment, verse 31. And the second is like, it's very much like it, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandments, there's none other commandment greater than these. So the Lord goes ahead and gives him the second, and he said, and the Lord Jesus says it's very much like the first, which is interesting. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love your neighbor as yourself. There's a lack of understanding about this of being a neighbor or who our neighbor is. There's a lawyer that comes asking the Lord about who his neighbor is. Well, who is? If I could find my neighbor, I'd love him like I love myself. But the neighbor that the Lord's talking about here is not that fellow, not only that fellow that lives down the street from you or next door to you, but he's talking about mankind. We're to love our neighbor, our fellow man, the way we would love ourselves. And we take care of ourselves. And we who the Lord has been pleased to save, we are called to warn our neighbor and tell them about the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, how they too can be saved and forgiven of their sins through the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus says there's no greater commandment than to love God with everything and love your neighbor like you would love yourself. Like the Lord also says it in another way. He says, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. It's the same kind of thing. The scribe, there's more that can be said, but for sake of time, we won't. And the scribe, verse 32, said unto him, well, master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God, and there is none other but he. And to love him with all the heart, with all the understanding, with all the soul, with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself, is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. So this man understands that. He understands what the scripture says about it. And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he answered and agreed with the Lord. Well, master, thou hast said the truth. So all these others come and they're looking to challenge the Lord Jesus and find fault with him. This man has agreed with the Lord. And the Lord saw that he answered this way and said unto him, thou art not far from the kingdom of God. And no man after that durst ask him any question. He said, you're close. You're very close. Because one that loves the Lord will hear what the Lord says. The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're under the hearing of these broadcasts, and you're not saved, but the Lord's shown you that you're a sinner and you need a Savior. Repent of your sins before God and have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We point you to Him. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with His Word and His truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles, and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.